everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. With it being one day out from Christmas, and if you're celebrating, I do hope you have an absolutely joyous and, most importantly, safe holiday. And this season brings you your heart's desires. It is often at the end of each year, and with it being Christmas time now, we're coming a week away from the not only the end of the year, but the end of the decade, that we look back at the previous year, and we look at the choices and the decisions that we made. It's a great time for hunkering in, to taking some time and looking back. And if those decisions that we made over the last, over this previous year, were without compromising our principles, and if they were about honoring and respecting ourselves, then because of the laws of cause and effect, we would have experienced a year in which life honored us. Life honored us in abundance, in our relationships, in all ways, shapes, or forms. Yet if our choices saw us compromising and settling for so much less than we richly deserve, then many of us would have experienced some sort of results in our lives, but perhaps the results may have been less wonderful than we anticipated. Now, my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and I, we wish to speak about the blessing of free will that we've all been given and our ability to make choices on our journey through life. Even though we have free will, this great gift that we've been given of either making choices or even choosing not to make a choice, we may have allowed external forces to influence our decision-making, our being influenced and swayed as to what to do, how to act, what to buy, and what to eat is especially apparent around the holiday season. For instance, eggnog, for me, never tastes the same before December 1st and after Christmas Day. In this category of not consuming things before or after certain dates, along with eggnog, I would add things like candy canes, plum pudding, and fruitcake. And even though I know that these things are still fresh and fine, my brain tells me not to have them. as those things associated with the holidays somehow are past their use-by date after Christmas. It's strange. Now, this is a choice, and I would be the first to admit it, that it's a rather strange choice without any logic behind it. I guess it's just that my taste buds have been programmed to no longer desire these seasonal treats after the date of December 25th has come and gone. Now, come to think of it, although not rationally, there are other seasonal things that many others like myself see as time sensitive. Traditionally, watching Christmas movies for me only happens between the above dates, certainly not before Thanksgiving and not after December 25th. I'm not sure when this rigid mindset began, but I'm starting to think that I might be limiting my enjoyment factor. Now, for instance, I have a friend, a very dear friend, who suffers from depression. And she tells me that nothing lifts her spirits quite like watching the Jimmy Stewart movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And she watches it throughout the year. Although totally illogical, my seasonal choices have been dictated by my habits and nothing more. It's like having a default setting on your program that was set so that you could forget it. With this programming having been a certain way at a certain time, it will only change once we make a choice to go into the setting and purposely change it. And many of the traditions that we follow are truly nothing more than things that we have been culturally brought up to expect. And we do them with very little thought as to why we're doing it, and also as to what it actually means. Take, for instance, with New Year's Eve coming up, many of us will be staying up late, and at the stroke of midnight, we'll be heralding in, not only, as I said, a brand new decade, a brand new year, and the first choice that many of us will be making is to welcome in 2020 is by going to a default programming and saying the word happy in front of New Year. Now, this wishing of a happier will be uttered over and over again in different parts of the globe in many, many different languages. With this rather automatic response, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that out of the billions of people on the planet, they're saying that they are comparatively few people who will make the choice to express to others unhappy New Year. And with the utterance of these words, Happy New Year, the Posse of Angels wishes to delve even deeper and ask, if this is in fact what one chooses to say, then what exactly are we wishing happiness for? Perhaps a Happy New Year would be to wish someone happiness in their finances with a continual abundant cash flow. It could be that the happy in the new year is pertaining to the happiness in our relationships that are filled with love, kindness, compassion, and respect. The happiness in the new year wishes could be directed at our health for everything in our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies to be in divine alignment to our optimum wellness. Okay, so why, if we choose to wish Happy New Year, do many of us choose, sometimes immediately afterwards, to focus and to dwell on something unhappy, or by directing our words towards the energies of judgment, condemnation, blame, or criticism? And if our words are focused in any way on that which makes us unhappy, we will negate and nullify all of those Happy New Year wishes that we so freely gave out. Because it's our energies and our intentions that will fuel whether we experience lasting happiness in 2020. You know, a few years ago, I had a client whose husband left her for a younger woman, and she was dreading the upcoming holiday season. Although in past years, she absolutely loved getting dressed up and bringing in the new year with her dear friends. But this year she would be alone for the first time in many years, as she divorced 10 months previously. Now the posse of angels winked at her and said, "Just go to the holiday party with the intention of experiencing joy, nothing more." She then went silent for a while, and she timidly said, "And what do the posse of angels suggest that I do at the stroke of midnight when there is no one to kiss?" They told her to close her eyes and set and say a prayer of gratitude that she was no longer with someone who cheated on her, who deceived her, and stole her happiness, and to make a wish for a more respectful love to enter her life. Upon making the wish, the posse of angels advised her to send a huge kiss to the universe and all the angels in advance for fulfilling her intention of being with just such an honoring, amazing love. Armed with a plan to usher in her new year, my client was amazed at how much lighter she felt and how her worry and her anxieties began to melt away. This is because she chose to put her focus on having a happy new year. We can have the happiest new year regardless of any circumstances that we are in. We can always see things from a higher perspective and look for the lesson it is teaching us. You know, many people look at the circumstances rather than the lesson of perhaps tolerance, acceptance, patience, and forgiveness that it is teaching us. I guess the whole point of the Posse of Angels discussion today is that we live in a very deliberate universe, and nothing truly is left to happen chance, with both the laws of cause and effect and the laws of attraction, which are always working for us. The more that we choose with our every thought, with our every word, and our every feeling in our heart to have a happy new year in 2020, the more we will reap the benefits of happiness in the coming year and in the coming decade. And they wanted to touch on the point of New Year's resolutions. They said, if you are one for making New Year's resolutions, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that our wishes are truly not outside of ourselves, but that we are the carriers and the creators of our dreams. So, the first step to manifest a happy new year is to choose to stay in a vibrational frequency of joy, no matter what happens in our lives. This can be accomplished by setting our own navigational course, following our emotional barometers, and then following our hearts in integrity as we stay true to who we are, to our dreams and intentions, and not letting anyone or anything sidetrack us. In order for those dreams and intentions to come true, we have to be vibrating at the same high frequency level as the universe. And I know we're only human, and sometimes we get off course, but it is so very important to then bring our energies back on course, to stay in that positive, life-affirming energies. Secondly, the Posse of Angels is reminding us to always, no matter what, come from a place of love, tempered with the spiritual wisdom that is within all of us. By seeing the beauty in everyone, no matter who they are, We choose to see them for the divine beings that they are underneath their choices. Remember that choices often come from a sad, angry, hurt, insecure child within us that is often feeling like a victim or blaming and negatively reacting to the world. Also remember, regardless of what a person does, we can still choose happiness over resentment by sending them energies of healing, blessings, unconditional love and forgiveness to help bring their hurt into alignment, into the light of God. Now, as I've stated many times on my program, if we rise above our humanness and we see the person from an angel's higher perspective, then there's more of a chance that we will not take anything personally, and we will be able to see that person through the eyes of God. Now, the next point that the Posse of Angels is saying is that this clean slate, with this new clean slate that we are being presented, not only in a new year, but a brand new decade, it's giving us an opportunity to create a whole new reality by changing any old or default programming that might be coming from hurt or sadness and replacing these with love, faith, hope, tolerance, patience, and forgiveness. We project our thoughts onto the highest outcome. By doing so, we actively align with our divine eternal natures and affirm our intentions of always coming from a place of absolute love with no conditions or restrictions on it. Remember that no restrictions or conditions with us means that there will be no restrictions and conditions in our reality. You know, many of us are anticipating a brand new us, a brand new we in 2020. And this might mean that there is a move for us on the horizon. This might mean an opportunity for us to step into a brand new opportunity or job or business or something. And it's scary. It's scary to think about change, but this change is going to be presented to us because it's going to create an opportunity for us to be more authentic and be more of who we truly are. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that it's good to set goals and perhaps make some resolutions, but once your intentions are set, it's paramount to let yourself be guided by the winds of heaven. It's important to remember that we as spirits signed on for this human adventure and are in a co-creative dance with God and the angels. And in order to experience the optimum magic, miracles, and synchronicities, and unbelievable limitless possibilities, we must then release the old. And we must release the how and the when for the ultimate fulfillment of those intentions. Many people don't see the new coming in because it's not in the way that they have expectations around and attachments as to how it needs to come in. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying, please do not try and figure out and overanalyze this coming year ahead, or you will just give yourself a big headache. But allow yourself to be led, and when the road rises up to meet you and it rises up before you, take inspired action. Step into the flow for the miracles to manifest. And when the universe sends those unplanned synchronistic winds to change the direction of your sails, it's showing a different course that will easily present magic and miracles for the fulfillment of your goals. No matter how diligently you have planned and you have scheduled your life to look like in a certain way. Now, the chances of you experiencing a very happy new year will be increased by those who are and remain 100% authentic and truthful. Being true to who you are invites more truth into your life. And by being your impeccable self, you choose happiness without it being dependent on anything else. By allowing yourself to be brave and courageous, to break through any restrictions and condition as to whether you will experience happiness, then happiness becomes one of our closest allies, and it aids in creating pathways for more joy to find us. And when I went to my animal spirit cards and I asked them for a little bit more insight and messages, one of the animals swooped in and another one walked in. Now, I cannot find the first card that I pulled, so I printed an image of it, and it is Falcon. And there's the beautiful Falcon. Falcon swiftly came in, and he's asking each of us to stand firmly in the seat of our power. Falcon energy belongs to those who impassion the world with their fiery enthusiasm. Now, this noble bird is asking, what are you passionate about? And what are you acting upon? And are you acting upon your passion to bring it forth? Now, the words associated with this Falcon energy card are energy, foresight, ambition, willpower, fortitude, transformation, and vision. These all describe how we can start to reinvent ourselves in 2020 and make new fresh goals and plans to fulfill our dreams. In fact, over these holidays, if you have time, start planning. Start thinking ahead, as when Falcon appears, there's often an opportunity coming right on the horizon. The Falcon is a wonderful sign for us to see our lives from a higher vision so that we can easily access our higher knowledge for giving us clarity and the ability to journey through life with ease and grace. You know, a Falcon is associated with the Sun card in tarot, and the Falcon is a solar symbol. And how extraordinary that it was drawn one day before the solar eclipse that is going to be on the 26th. And it definitely denotes success, victory, and triumph. So with this amazing animal symbol, he's asking us to commit to an endeavor or an area of our life in which we wish to see success and to go wholeheartedly towards it. Because the only thing that is stopping us is ourselves. And the next card, the next animal card that came out with that Falcon is the elk. There we have Mr. Elk. That doesn't sound like an elk. The great elk is a very masculine energy and is providing us with underlying a rock solid support and foundation, stability amidst all the changes that we will see and experience going into this brand new year and this brand new decade. Elks are powerful and they are fully established in themselves. They know themselves. They know their core values. They become known and respected for acting in ways that uphold those values. Elk also is infusing our energies with leadership, as many of us may be called to be leaders and step to the forefront of our lives in the new year. Heed the call of the elk to be strong, sure, and compassionate. Others will look to you, and you will walk with confidence as you take on new responsibilities that are yours. Okay, the best of you is coming into view as you step forward, reflecting a model of transformation, wisdom, strength, experience, and hope, so that others may also grow and discover the best within themselves. Embrace this gift. Embrace the gift that you are. Elk also reminds us to stay humble, authentic, and to walk the talk, for this is how a wise leader leads. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking your calls for some of those angel readings. We'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Let me give you a quick reminder that if you would like snuggle in over the holidays, if you do have some time off and you're looking for some books to get engaged in and to really spark something inside of you, I want to remind you of my books, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, the extraordinary, remarkable recounting of my five most important past lives and what the heck I did in between those lives in our one true home. And the sequel to that is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel about my extraordinary walk-in experience I had on January 11th of 2003, and the heaven on earth that I've created for myself and my beautiful twin flame, Pete, over the last 16 years. Also, these two books are available as downloads on audible.com for those people that like to listen to books. So before we get to our callers, I would like to look at the energies and see how they are affecting us. Tomorrow, on Christmas Day, the new moon is going to be in Capricorn. Now, usually on that day, all that we really want to do is just collapse and relax. But, you know, the Capricorn energy is all about getting stuff done. And we might all feel revved up and antsy to make movement. This last milestone of a moon of this decade is packing an extra punch because this one is piggybacked by a solar eclipse on December 26th. And while most new moons mark the start of a new cycle and their energy is good for manifesting fresh energy into our lives, this one is not so much the case because of the eclipse energies that are rolling in alongside of it. And it's doing this to fully shake things up for us. But in a good way, not only in a good way, but in many cases, this solar eclipse is bringing in a miraculous way. because on a solar eclipse, a new doorway is open, and it helps to push and advance us further on our soul's path. And with the planetary aspects of this one, it's one of the most fortunate that the stars can give to us. And we might find that this new doorway to this new path changes what we desire or makes way for new intentions that we hadn't even considered before. This new way might appear subtle at first. Perhaps it will begin as a new thought, a new feeling, and slowly it will shift into taking new inspired action. Now, this new stream of energy is abundant, it's expansive, and it will be downloaded into our lives. Along with these abundant energies, it's harmonious and protective. It will actually feel lighter. It will feel a gift, feel like it's a gift that is given to us from the universe. Now, in addition to this exciting breakthroughs and beginnings that usually happen around solar eclipses, this one will open doors to us that were previously locked. Now, if we've created a project, an idea, invented something, if we wrote a screenplay, composed, designed, developed, wrote a book, something in the past that we felt passionate and intuitively driven to develop and work on, and it seemingly was dead in the water and didn't go anywhere, then in these miraculous energies of karma will now bring in opportunities and connections to promote, support, and provide platforms for them and us to not only flourish, but thrive and to be successful. We've been working hard all year to receive, so be sure to open yourself and welcome in these fortunate energies of this eclipse. Now, be prepared for news, because it is coming in. Eclipses are all about fate. So where in the past we might have focused on our own goals, it would be a greater benefit to sit in wonder and awe and open ourselves to excitedly receive how the wisdom of the universe will bestow itself on us. The eclipse will definitely shake up our lives, and this can be challenging, but ultimately it will be for our highest good. The Capricornian energies will focus on hard work, persistence, ambition, and stable plans, something we can sink our teeth into and work towards real tangible results. Now, with Jupiter coming in alongside it, this solar eclipse will be spilling gifts upon us that seemingly come out of nowhere, helping Jupiter. The planet of good fortune is the planet Uranus, the planet of surprise and liberation. So sit back and don't try to analyze this coming year out, or you're going to be left dead in the water. Watch for miracles to show up in your life. And I've often said that the people who experience miracles in your life are those who believe that miracles can happen. No matter what unfolds on this day, the energies will lift us up and prepare us for the incredible cosmic waves that are set to begin to come into this very different year of 2020. It promises something very different than the years before, and the doorway to this new wave of energy starts under this December solar eclipse. So, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for this. I'm ready for it to open up, and I'm ready to receive. Let's go to our first caller. By the way, if you want to call in for a free angel reading with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to Hollywood. We've got David on the line from Hollywood, California. Hi, David. How are you?
Good. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart, and an absolute joyous 2020 because of all the people I know, you certainly deserve to have an amazing, remarkable, miraculous 2020.
Well, that would be great. I'm glad that you talked about the Capricorn energy, because it's interesting. I think it was like 2 weeks ago I had this idea that I've thought about for a long, long time, and then out of the blue, I was just like, oh, I gotta go do this. Mm. And so I sent out some feelers and stuff. I'm still waiting back for some replies, so I know that's the holidays. I'm not really worried about it. But in that process, one of them was I used to act, and so I thought, well, maybe in 2020, maybe that's something that I'll try to go back to. Long story short, yesterday I was walking on the street in my neighborhood, and this woman has two dogs, and she stopped me, and she said, you look familiar. Do I know you? And I said, oh, I don't know. And she goes, what do you, you know, I go, what do you do? And she goes, well, I'm in the entertainment industry. And I said, well, I used to act. And she goes, oh, she goes, I'm a casting director. You have sweet eyes. What's your name? And I said, David Matthew Brown. And she took out a little note thing, and she wrote my name down. And she said, all right, sweet eyes, enjoy your day. And I was like, oh, all right. And I just kept walking. So speaking to what you just brought up with the energies, I was like, oh, that would make sense. That I just saw it as a sign, right?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And as I said, this is such – we can't figure this out. We can't figure this out. All we need to do is be in awe and wonder to see how the universe is going to match our intentions. And these things are going to literally come out of thin air, left field, and it's going to leave us like, I couldn't even have scripted that. You know, if you had gone out and pounded the pavements and you know, went in the phone book for casting directors, you know, you probably would have, you know, just been halted by a lot of receptionists who just took your name. And I mean, you know, everybody in this town is an actor looking for work and what have you. But, you know, you were open to receive. Now, where is this going? I don't know. You know, you don't know if this person is going to call you back, but you have shown us a great sign how these energies are working now, and it's very magical.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it was just, for me, it was just more of a sign of like, oh, okay, so what I'm trusting isn't, you know, in egotistical move. It's
no.
My heart. It's like my heart's like, oh, that's why it's time for you to move, right? Like, make this move.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, with you saying that. Friends of ours were out with them at a crazy mall that was beautifully decorated for Christmas. We had dinner. We were walking around afterwards, and the gentleman that we were with, he walked into a shop and was picking out some shirts. They were having some sales, and I got speaking to the gentleman behind the counter, and he commented on a sweater I was wearing, which had beautiful diamante, you know, embellishing and what have you, and the fact that my gloves matched my shirt and that matched something else that I was wearing. And he said, look, he said, you're so pulled together. He said, did you ever think about doing a blog? And the friend that I was with said, she's always like that. She is always like that. She's just always coordinated. And so this guy said, did you ever think about doing a blog? And I said, well, you know, I love fashion. I really do love fashion, and I guess I like getting dressed up for my TV shows, my Facebook Live TV shows. And I said, but you know what? It's very different. That would be very different from what I've been doing. And then he asked me what I did, and I showed him my brochure, which is, you know, a Reiki master, angel practitioner, and an author, and things like that. He said, well, you know, he said maybe you could think about, you know, doing spiritual dressing, or, you know, I mean, something
right,
spiritual fashion or
That's
something
fun.
Like that. And then I thought to myself, yeah, I said, this is the kind of thing the universe will take what we enjoy, what we love, where our heart is, and it will take it in such a way that it will formulate something and then it will present it to us. Right. You know, it is a very magical time as we go into 2020.
Wonderful. Well, good. Yeah.
So any questions that come to mind? I could give you a general reading, but I'm not anything.
You know what? Like I think maybe I feel like I called in just so I can hear about the energies that are going on. So I guess that's just basically where I am as far as the question's concerned is about my career, because now it seems like my career might be ending from what I've been doing and then going in another direction. So I guess maybe just that. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It feels like a pivot. It feels like a pivot is. Back to where I was.
It is. And I'm so very glad that you addressed this and you called in today, because so many of us who have been, by the way, everyone, David is an author as well. He's written some absolutely remarkable light-filled books. And he is also a speaker, and he's helped so many people with his breath work and the beautiful, beautiful spiritual work that he's done. There are so many like us who have devoted the last 5, 10, plus 15, 20 years, right. some of us, to helping others to open up and awaken. And we've done it through our healing practices. We've done it through our services. And we've done such a good job that we are now seeing the results of consciousness raising on the planet, you know, people getting involved and in humane things. And we've done such a good job that we've really, many of us, have done ourselves out of a job, if you want to call it. And if we really wished people to be well and not come back to us, that's exactly what's happened. And so,
right.
Where we find ourselves now is, we find ourselves kind of in between time, where it's like, okay, universe, well, what about me? You know, if I've done such a good job and people are healing themselves and they don't need psychic, you know, readings, or because they're psychic themselves, where does that leave me? And it leaves us in our most stripped down, bare, naked, authentic lives, or to present ourselves in what we love doing. And as long as we let go and we surrender what we've done before, we know that it's past its use by date. You know, we just right. know this in our hearts. And so we come back to those things that we love doing. And we know we love doing it. And then the universe will then play our tune for us, and we'll whistle. And then we will hum that tune and just follow along in the dance. They are also bringing up for you that I don't know if you're thinking about moving. I don't know if you're considering moving. But they're saying that something may be presented to you where you're going to think about moving. And they want you to know, and they're saying, the universe only wants and wishes what you wish. So if I don't know what this is in reference to, but if you're presented with an opportunity to move, look very carefully on it. You know, many of us, because things have been quiet for us for a long time, we're hungry. We're hungry to just jump on the something that's offered to us. But we don't have to compromise, and we don't have to settle anymore. We could be offered a job position, and it could be in an area that's not really safe, or an area that's not really good. Or we could, you know, be offered something in a really good area, and the pay is not very good. The whole point of this is that we don't have to compromise anymore. And then they're telling you that if you are offered something, consider it carefully. Mm-hmm. don't turn it down just because you're afraid of it, or it doesn't meet with your expectations, or it doesn't tick all the boxes. But I guess they're just saying that you don't have to compromise anything anymore, and settle for less. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that's in reference to. Can you?
Okay.
All right.
I have no idea.
Okay. The first card that's coming out for you is the Ten of Cups card. They want you to know that, and this is pointing to a relationship that you're in. The Posse of Angels are saying that they're so thrilled with this romantic relationship that you're in, and it's deepening. They're saying it started off very rough. It started off like they're in very rough waters. But now it's settling in. Now that things have gotten a lot calmer, I'm not sure what they're pointing to, but they're saying that it's allowed you to have a more of a deep relationship. Your heart has longed for, and it's only going to deepen in 2020. So that's a 10. Then you get another 10. Oh boy, these are new beginnings. This is the 10 of Wands. And this is about, they're giving me two messages on this 10 of Wands. This is about you finally being able to put down the burdens of your life. Maybe the burdens of, you know, you said not really, going in the direction, although you did go in the direction of your heart when you were doing your spiritual work. But now you're getting back to doing your acting, and which is your spiritual work as well. But a lot of those burdens that you felt will be put down, and they see you walking out into the world. And then if you were a lottery ticket, I would buy you because you got the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card.
Okay.
And this is about your wishes coming true. It's very, very magical. Very magical feeling around you. I've known you for quite a number of years now, and you continue to exude this magical energy. And no wonder this woman stopped you and told you you have very kind eyes. So she was very observant. So all of those things point to new beginnings, wishes coming true. And with only about 5 minutes left, I'll pull a hero card for you, because so many of
us... Like a sandwich card?
like a sandwich card. So many of us have been heroes for so many people and light for so long. Yes, mm-hmm. I think this one's a pastrami hero.
Nice.
Okay, nice. So let's go to the hero card and see what we got. Oh, okay, you've got North Star. There's the North Star, and the North Star is our direction. And it's a 19, 9 and 1, and my maths is another 1. In this reading, you've got 3 ones because the 10 become ones. Wow. And the wish card. It says, flip your inner light on, and I will read this to you. And this is a...
Before you read it really quick, you want me to blow your mind?
Yeah.
Two authors sent me their book called Awaken to Oneness. Okay, now go.
Oh my gosh. says you're...
Speaking of your ones, I was like, wait a second, I just got this book called Awaken to Oneness.
Awaken to Oneness. You are being shown a way out of no way. Just when you thought your back was against the wall, you're discovering an inner light that illuminates infinite possibilities. At each turn, take a moment to look up and meditate upon your own North Star. In other words, when in doubt, consider what is your higher self. What would your higher self do? Travel your path with confidence, joy, and enthusiasm, knowing your life is not a problem to be solved, but a magical treasure hunt to explore the light of your North Star. And I stand in this interstellar spotlight of my life, fully revealing my star attributes. This is such a beautiful... And then there's a quote here. The second... you encounter more and more meaningful coincidence in your life, and more synchronicities will come, just like meeting a casting director who tells you you have kind eyes. And this accelerates to the point where you are actually experiencing the miraculous. And that's you.
Wow.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle, and Christmas miracles can happen every single day. I'm sending you so much love, Dee. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Thank you, David, for calling in. And there were so many wonderful points that were raised in that call. We've got about 3 minutes left. Let's just do a quick reading. Just a few cards for us this day before Christmas. Many people who are celebrating, once again, Merry Christmas. Those people who are not celebrating, have a beautiful day. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're safe on the roads. I know there's a lot of ice and snow all over the place. And people rushing around, even if there's not ice and snow. Let's go to the cards and see what I can get just for a general read for all of us. Okay, first card that we have is the Four of Swords. This is the rest and recoup card. Really, you do so much for everyone. You really, truly do. Take this time to recoup. Re-energize, rebalance, take some time out to watch movies, to get snuggy on the couch, whatever you choose to do, do take time out because 2020 is going to be enormous for many of us. The next card is the Knight of Pentacles. Okay, this is a card of steady, slow progress. What we are building now is we're building our foundation for the new year. And then the next card that is coming out for us is the Six of Pentacles. This is the card of giving and receiving. So, and I'll choose one of our hero cards. One of our hero cards is attend to the simple things. Dream sanctuary. Allow yourself time to dream and visualize and to drop down to your heart. And dream those intentions for 2020, because what you dream, you will dream into reality. That just about wraps the show up. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you to my caller, David. Thank you to everyone who is listening and recommends and refers this show. Remember, Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Remember my books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In for your holiday reading. If you want to snuggle up with great books, or if you want to listen, they're on audible.com. And you can order them on Amazon or on my website at angelhealinghouse.com. Sending you so much love and angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.